start with Australia, which is promising aid and assistance to Pacific nations with no strings attached in what appears to be a veiled jab at China. Speaking in Fiji, Foreign Minister Penny Wong vowed Australia would remain a critical development partner for the region. Wong's visit coincides with a rare 8-day trip by Chinese State Councilor Wang Yi to the Pacific, with Beijing reportedly seeking security and economic deals. Meanwhile, the IMF says it's made good progress in analyzing Sri Lanka's economic situation and identifying policy priorities. However, it's cautioning that any loan would need assurances that debt sustainability will be restored. The fund also welcomed the Sri Lankan government's appointment of advisors to work with the nation's creditors. Sri Lanka wants a bailout program in place by mid-June. To Pakistan now, where the government is raising local fuel prices from Friday to meet a key condition set by the IMF for reviving its bailout program. The decision was made a day after a week of talks ended without agreement. Now, Pakistan needs a $3 billion loan from the IMF to keep its economy afloat and to avert a default. The fund had been pushing the country to remove energy subsidies. And Japan is set to end a ban on overseas tourists that was introduced about 2 years ago as part of the country's virus control program. Beginning June 10th, foreign travelers on package tours will be able to enter the country. Japan will also double its cap on overseas arrivals to 20,000 people a day and allow international flights to land in Hokkaido and Okinawa from next month. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Sue Keenan. This is Bloomberg.